At the comic book store, a sword is on display.
It's from Game of Thrones. What do you think?
I don't know. If we're going to start a fantasy sword collection, and I've long thought we should, is this really the sword to start with?
What did you have in mind?
Well, off the top of my head, I'd have to go with Excalibur. It gives you the right to rule England.
It would be a replica of a movie prop.
Fair enough. It would give you the right to rule a replica of England.
Well, they don't have an Excalibur here, so what do you want to do?
Tough decision. There's no weaponry from Lord of the Rings forged in a Chinese sweatshop.
Just Bilbo Baggins' sword over there.
Two grown men with a hobbit's dagger, wouldn't we look silly? Okay, let's go for it.
Oh, I see you guys have found my little treasure.
Yeah, it's okay, I guess.
It's okay, it's magnificent.
What do you want for it?
Well, it's hard to put a price on something that's a copy of something that was on pay cable. For my friends, let's say 250.
Oh, that's pretty steep.
Well, it's a limited edition. They only made 8,000 of these bad boys.
It's only 8,000. We're wasting precious time. Buy it.
Hang on. Can you do any better?
Are you kidding? I'm already giving you the friends and family discount.
Oh, did you hear that? We're getting the friends and family discount. We are honored and we will take it.
Slow down. 200.
What are you doing? 250 is already the discounted price.
Will you shut up?
Tell you what, I'll go 235.
Nope, maybe another time.
Okay, 225, my final offer.
Oh, take it, take it.
200.
Man, you're killing me.
I'm killing you, I can't breathe.
210, and I'm losing money.
Oh, no, we can't let him lose money, Leonard. I'm so sorry.
210, and you throw in the Iron Man helmet.
Are you crazy? That helmet's signed by Robert Downey Jr.
So?
Okay, if you're gonna question the importance of an actor's signature on a plastic helmet from a movie based on a comic book, then all of our lives have no meaning.
Okay, fine. Just the sword, 210.
Thank you. I can eat meat this week.
See that? That just saved us 40 bucks.
I've long said what you lack in academic knowledge, you make up for in street smarts.
You want me to wrap it?
No, it's okay. I'm gonna stab my friend in the chest.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Will.
Hello, Will Wheaton.
Hi, Sheldon. Nice sword.
It's part of my sword collection. Do you have a sword collection?
No.
I'm not surprised.
Here's the Batman 612 with a Jim Lee alternate cover that you wanted.
Awesome. What do I owe you?
40 bucks.
Good deal.
Sucker. Didn't even ask for the friends and family discount.
Hey, I'm having a party at my house on Friday, and I was hoping you would stop by.
Will there be girls there?
Yeah, of course.
Because there wasn't last time.
There will be girls. You guys are invited if you want to come by.
Thank you.
All right, great. Later.
I see what you're doing. You accept an invitation to a party at the home of my sworn enemy. He tells everyone we're going to be there, and when we don't show, he looks the fool. Fiendishly clever.
I was actually thinking about going.
And then declaring the party a fiasco and storming out, leaving him humiliated in front of his guests. Love it.
No, I was gonna grab Raj and Howard and have a good time.
All right, great, more guys. It's gonna be another Will Wheaton sausage fest.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon, can you grab me a water?
Possibly.
Can you or can't you?
It's not that simple, Leonard.
It never is it?
At this moment, our relationship exists in two mutually contradictory states. Until you either do not go or go to Will Wheaton's party, you are simultaneously my friend and not my friend. I'm characterizing this phenomenon as Schrodinger's friendship.
Got it. Can I have my water?
No, of course. Now get it yourself, you traitor.
Sheldon knocks the bottle to the floor.
Okay, what is going on?
In case you have forgotten, Schrodinger's cat is a thought experiment.
I didn't forget. There's this cat in a box, and until you open it, it's either dead or alive or both. Although back in Nebraska, our cat got stuck in my brother's camp trunk, and we did not need to open it to know there was all kinds of dead cat in there.
Homespun stories, knowledge of physics, and a bosom that defies it. You're the whole package, aren't you?
Sorry, I'm late. I got great news. NASA picked my team's design for the Deep Field Space Telescope that's going on the International Space Station this spring.
Oh, wow. Kelly, that's wonderful. Congratulations.
It gets better. Someone has to go up with the telescope as a payload specialist, and guess who that someone is?
Muhammad Lee.
Who's Muhammad Lee?
Muhammad is the most common first name in the world. Lee, the most common surname. As I didn't know the answer, I thought that gave me a mathematical edge.
It's me, Sheldon. It's me. I'm going up in space. Technically, I'm an astronaut.
That's
amazing.
Hang on a second. NASA doesn't have a shuttle anymore. How are you going to get up there?
Oh, well, it's really cool. You fly to Moscow, they take you out to Kazakhstan, and then you get into a Russian Soyuz rocket, which shoots you into a low Earth orbit. Or just sits there on the launch pad because the Kazaki mafia sold the rocket fuel on the black market.
Are those Russian rockets safe?
Well, I'm as safe as it can be when it was built by the good folks who brought you Chernobyl.
I'd like to propose a toast. The dream to go up into space is one we all share. And Howard's making that a reality. We're all very proud of you.
Cheers.
Cheers. That was a lovely toast. Kudos.
Thank you.
Simultaneously a festival of cloying cliches. You sicken me.
Howard and Bernadette are driving in silence.
You're really quiet. Is everything okay?
Fine. A little tired.
I hope not too tired, because I'm feeling particularly masculine right now. All systems go if you catch my drift.
I always catch your drift.
All right, well, something's obviously bugging you. What is it?
I just can't believe you signed up for the space program without even talking to me.
Oh, I get it. You're worried about me. Well, that is so sweet. You know, there's a saying we have at NASA. What makes the right stuff so right is that it always comes home.
Stop talking, Howard.
This isn't the reaction I expected when I told you I was going to be an astronaut.
What did you think was going to happen?
Honestly, sex. But do you realize what a big deal this is? What an honor it is to be chosen to go into space?
Yeah, I get it. I just wish you included me in the decision. We're supposed to be partners. We're supposed to be a team.
I'm sorry. You're right. Okay, let's try this again. Bernadette, an opportunity has come up that impacts both of us, and I'd like to discuss it.
Okay.
I've been offered a chance to go up to the International Space Station for 3 weeks. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, thank you for including me in the decision-making process.
Hey, we're a team. So what do you think?
No.
No?
No.
Well, why not?
Heart, my father was a police officer. We never knew from one night to the next if he was going to come home alive. It was horrible, and I don't want to live that way with you.
Hey, my father abandoned me and my mother when I was 11. I never saw him again.
Oh, boo-hoo, you're not going to space!
Cool about Howard, huh?
Don't talk to me as if nothing's happened between us. And yes, it sure is, buddy.
God's sake, will you stop with the Schrodinger stuff?
Would you prefer a simpler application of Heisenberg's uncertainty principle, in which I could either know where you are or whether I like you, but not both?
You never stop talking, do you?
I don't understand. What difference does it make if Leonard goes to Will Wheaton's party?
No, Will Wheaton is Sheldon's mortal enemy.
Mortal enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Sheldon, I know you're a bit of a left-handed monkey wrench, but... You really have a mortal enemy?
In fact, I have 61 of them. Would you like to see the list?
Oh, say no.
You just got off the list. Would you like back on it? Because I just take a moment. It's on a 5 1/4-inch floppy.
Sheldon plugs a disk drive into his computer.
A floppy disk?
I started the list when I was 9.
How did Will Wheaton get on the list?
Oh, God.
As a child, I loved Wesley Crusher, Will Wheaton's character on Star Trek. So I drove for hours by bus to a Star Trek convention at which Will Wheaton was scheduled to appear so that I could get my Wesley Crusher action figure signed. But he never showed because apparently it was cooler for him to be the lower left corner on Hollywood Squares. Oh, damn. The floppy failed. Well, whoever was in charge of quality control at the Verbatim Corporation in 1989, congratulations, you just made the list.
Howard?
Change your mind about sex? I'm still mad, but I'll do it.
No, I've just been thinking. It doesn't matter if I'm afraid for your safety. I don't want to be the person who stands between you and your dreams.
Really?
Really. If going into space means that much to you, I will never say another word about it.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
They kiss.
So sex now?
Okay. I just forgot to brush my teeth. I'll be right back.
She leaves the room. He puts on some music and switches on the 2 green lightsabers hanging on the wall above the bed. He climbs out of bed and does a few stretches, then lies back down in a seductive position and waits.
Over my dead body, my son goes into outer space!
Bernadette returns.
I'm ready!
Wait, let me see if I got this right. You actually asked Bernadette to leave your house in the middle of the night?
What choice did I have? She went behind my back and turned my own mother against me.
Wow. You're not only our first astronaut, you're also the first one of us to kick a girl out of bed. You're like a rock star.
A little bit.
I hate to say it, but she did kind of betray you.
Interesting. You see betrayal in others, but not yourself.
Going to Wheaton's party is not betraying you.
Oh, of course you would have to believe that. Evil always thinks it's doing right. Excuse me, Stormtrooper, these are the droids you're looking for.
I'm going to a party. I'm not turning R2-D2 and C-3PO over to the Empire.
Not yet.
So what's going to happen next? Are you and Bernadette going to break up?
I don't know. If we're going to get back together, she's going to have to apologize and accept that I'm a grown man who can make his own decisions.
Then she's going to have to convince your mother to let you go into space.
Well, obviously.
I had no choice. I had to tell his mother. He can't go to space. He's like a baby bird. He once got an asthma attack from reading an old library book.
You're kidding.
No, I was there that day. Sheldon threw his back out, handing him that book.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't want to break up over this.
Okay, why don't you just tell him you made a mistake?
Do you guys think it was a mistake? Am I the bad guy in this?
It's not for us to judge. We're just here to provide comfort and support while you come to grips with what a despicable thing you've done.
Oh, God, you're right. I took our love and threw it under his bus-sized mother. I need to apologize.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you came to that. But before you do, let me just ask you a big picture question.
What?
Are you 100% positive you love and want to marry Howard Wolowitz?
I do, with all my heart.
Got it. Just had to check.
Penny looks at Amy.
He's great.
All right, Sheldon, we're going to Will's. This is your last chance.
No, Leonard, this is your last chance. One day, a historian is going to come to you and say, is it true you were friends with Dr. Sheldon Cooper? And you're going to have to choke back a hot sob of regret and humiliation as you mumble, I was, but I chose to go to a party thrown by the one kid from Stand By Me that no one remembers.
Leonard ignores him.
You want to drive?
Sure.
Leonard and Raj step out, then return.
Hey, Sheldon.
Oh, good. You picked me. You picked me.
No, I just got a text from Stuart. Brent Spiner's at the party.
Brent Spiner?
Yes.
I don't care.
Really? Brent Spiner? Mr. Data himself? You love him.
I did, but I think I've kind of outgrown Star Trek. Stock characters, ludicrous plots, beam me up. What a load of hooey.
I'm going. Live long and prosper, Sheldon.
Yeah, even that. You look like a dork.
Howard Bernadette here!
Tell her I'm not home!
What kind of a schmuck play is that? She can hear you shouting!
Can we talk?
You can. I have nothing to say.
Right. Just wanted to tell you I'm sorry I said something to your mother.
I was gonna tell her eventually, but you went behind my back.
I know, I'm sorry. I got scared.
If you're gonna love me, you're gonna have to love the whole package. You know, the tender-hearted poet and the crazy daredevil.
I know.
Well, don't say it if you're not gonna mean it, because I'm not just gonna stop with the space station. Yeah, I wanna go to the moon. I wanna go to Mars. I wanna take a one-man sub to the lowest depths of the ocean.
Really? You got seasick on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Look, those big kids were rocking it.
I just did what I did because I love you so much, and the thought of losing you is more than I can handle.
Really?
You're my soulmate. This is where you kiss me.
Right, right.
They share a tender kiss.
Make up all you want. Your tuchus is not leaving this planet.
Hey, you know that beautiful actress who plays the Borg Queen in First Contact?
Yeah.
I just met her gynecologist.
What are you doing here?
Fighting for our friendship. As peculiar and annoying as you can be, you're still my little buddy. I'm not going to let that end here tonight. Now put down that drink, let's meet Brent Spiner and go home.
Hey, Sheldon! I'm so glad you made it. I found something I think you might like.
What I'd like is for him to have a more depressing home. This is quite lovely.
This is for you.
An original Mint in Package Wesley Crusher action figure.
I remembered your story about the time you went to a convention when you were a kid to get one signed and I didn't show up. Look at what I wrote.
To Sheldon, sorry this took so long. Your friend, Will Wheaton.
It's my last one. I want you to have it.
Look, everyone, Will Wheaton is my friend!
A man snatches the figure and opens the packet.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen one of these in years.
Brent Spiner, what have you done? That was an original Mint in Package Wesley Crusher action figure, signed by my close personal friend, Will Wheaton.
Sorry, Slim. I've got some Mr. Data dolls in the trunk of my car. You want me to sign one for you?
You've already signed something, Brent Spiner. Your name on my list. From this moment on, you are my mortal enemy.
Don't worry, it doesn't take up a whole lot of your time.
Come on, buddy. Let's not waste another second on this loser. We'll love your house.
Can we get autographed dolls?
Sure. $20.
$10.
$18.
$12.
$16.
$2 for $30. And you come to my birthday party.
Done.